A message from Assistant Secretary of State Mark Neary. On March 10, voters in our state will have the opportunity to participate in Washington's presidential primary. It's your chance to have your voice heard on the nomination process for the office of U.S. President. The presidential primary was created in 1989 as a citizens' initiative to the legislature. In the past, the two major political parties used caucus results to allocate some or all of their delegates to the national conventions rather than the results of the primary. Additionally, the presidential primary occurred in May, well after the field of candidates had been condensed. After years of working with the legislature to move our primary to an earlier date, lawmakers approved a bill in 2019 to advance the primary to March. Now, Washingtonians will have a greater voice in selecting the nominees for president. For the first time in state history, both major political parties will use the results of the presidential primary to allocate their delegates to the national conventions. Candidates from both parties will appear on your primary ballot. It is important to note that you are required to declare a party for the primary contest you're voting in. The declarations written by the parties appear on the return envelope. Without your signature and party selection, your vote cannot be counted. The presidential primary is the only statewide election in which you are required to select a political party. I am excited to offer you this special 2020 Presidential Primary Voters pamphlet and hope you find it helpful in casting your ballot. In the Office of the Secretary of State, we strive to provide a trusted source of information for voters to use in making informed decisions in Washington elections. This pamphlet is one of many resources we provide, which includes information from the candidates about their background and views, as well as contact information for their campaigns. All registered Washington voters are encouraged to participate in this important election. Your ballot return envelope comes with prepaid postage, so you can drop it into either a ballot drop box or any U.S. mailbox. If mailed, your ballot must be postmarked by March 10. Otherwise, you may use an official ballot drop box by 8 p.m. on March 10. For drop box locations and more information, visit our website at sos.wa.gov/elections. Sincerely, Mark Neary, Assistant Secretary of State. What is #TrustedInfo2020? #TrustedInfo2020 aims to highlight state and local election officials as the credible, verified sources for election information. The nation's secretaries of state, 40 of whom serve as their state's chief election official, along with other state and local election officials, are continuously working to inform Americans about the elections process, including voter registration, state election laws, voting, and much more.